We never had more supports than right now. In fact, the last week or so, to have that second bridge across the Cam River or a detour. And I thought best idea is to get Deputy Labor Leader Anita Dow on for a bit of a chat this morning. Anita, thank you very much for your time this morning. I know it's a busy week for you.
Good morning, Lee, and good morning to your listeners. It's my pleasure to be with you this morning. It is a busy week, but it's good to have a chat to you first thing this morning.
Wonderful. Now, significant delays over the last week or so expected again today, and perhaps for the next few days. In fact, weather permitting, they're looking to have the bridge completed, or two lanes at least, by the weekend. Although with this weather at the moment, it's a little bit inconsistent at the moment, isn't it? And the work goes to repair the Cam River Bridge, and it certainly has added a real spanner in the works, hasn't it? Particularly for commuters that are travelling from the west to the east and vice versa at the moment across the Cam Bridge.
Oh, look, it has, Lee, and it's been a pretty heavily disrupted week for most residents on the northwest coast and those that having to access the Cam River Bridge. There's about 18,000 people, is my understanding, that use that bridge each and every day. So it's a very important piece of infrastructure for our region that connects not only our economy but our community and links us to essential services. So it is absolutely critical. And of course, we've seen impacts to, when you mentioned, there was an advert just before I joined you around Young Veggie Shed, and they would be one of the businesses that would have been heavily impacted due to traffic queues outside. And I've been contacted by other businesses who've had significant downturn as well over this week. And, of course, there's the experience of those that are sitting in the long queues waiting to access the bridge. It's been, a period of uncertainty for our community, really, sort of trying to get across how long it would take them to get across the bridge, and particularly those that have medical appointments or medical conditions that would require, immediate or emergency care. I think the government's clarified that now to say that, the ambulance has been able to be given priority, but just for those people that are wanting to access the hospital as well. Now, there was lots of uncertainty. I think some of those things have become clearer as the week has gone on, but you're right. My advice is that it will still be looking towards the weekend for it to be reopened. And I just wanted to acknowledge and thank the workers that are on site there trying to rectify the problem. They're working, throughout the night and long days during the day to try and rectify the situation for everyone. So I did want to thank them and acknowledge those efforts. But as you said, Lee, what's happened in the last week really does highlight the need for additional infrastructure across the Cam River Bridge.
I noticed that Waratah Wynyard's, he'll be outgoing Mayor Robbie Walsh, said that the community have been lobbying for some time for the second bridge and not the under-construction bridge, which is currently, trying to be pulled down, the existing bridge, and then get the new bridge up and running. We really do need two bridges, and times like this, it just proves it, that it's impacted so many, as you just pointed out there too. And I guess for those that are waiting in lines, that are probably listening this morning, probably taking about an hour and a half to get to work. It's perhaps easy for Department of State Growth to say, please exercise patience, avoid peak times, but if you've got to be at work at 7 or 8 o'clock, it makes it damn hard if you've got to be on the road at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's right. And people can't avoid the peak times if you've got to be at work or you've got to be at school. So whilst, that's okay for people that don't need to be in there, there are people in our community that need to use that bridge at that time. And yeah, I think it's through the discussions that I've had with the department today, they'll try and be some improvements to traffic management along the corridor, particularly at Somerset, but also giving priority to buses. I think there were some issues with buses yesterday earlier on in the morning. So any experience that your listeners have that they can feed back to me, I would really appreciate. I'm obviously in Hobart this week for Parliament, but really keen to hear of people's experiences. I'll be raising this in the Parliament and asking questions about the issue. And I just wanted to say, because I'm not sure that many people realise, but at the last state election, Lee, we actually committed to building that second bridge. That was part of our infrastructure policy. And perhaps that got a bit lost at the time in the heat of the election, but that's something that Tasmanian Labor remains committed to and wants to see the government do. And as you said, and as Robbie, the mayor, outgoing mayor of Waratah Wynyard, said, this issue's been, I can remember this issue right through my time in local government, and as part of Burnie Council and working closely with Waratah Wynyard Council, always highlighting the need for that additional infrastructure across the Cam River Bridge. So it's not a new issue, and we want to see priority given to this infrastructure in the northwest coast.
And that's what you're hearing from the average person, northwest coasters that use that bridge regularly, is that it's nothing new. This has been asked and raised for the best part of a decade or more. And as you said, you supported the two bridges to access across the Cam River, commitment to those on the northwest coast at the last couple of state elections as well. And you did point out too about the buses. Now, buses are given priority, aren't they? Access across the bridge, and additional 8 services in each direction will be offered along the route. Now, that's from yesterday, wasn't it?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And those services will be freely. So, but my understanding, there was some issues with school buses getting held up sort of around the Doctor's Rocks area, was feedback that I had. And my understanding from the department is that that will be tried to be rectified today, with priority being given to ensure that kids can get to school in a more timely manner. But let's see how it goes. And as I said, I'd be really keen to hear from people about what their experiences have been and how they might see things to be improved. I certainly can raise that directly with the Minister's office, and I'm very pleased to do that for people.
Yeah, more buses added to reduce congestion. That's got to be a good thing. And I notice there's a petition calling for the existing Cam River Bridge to be retained until that full and proper analysis is undertaken to, I think, identify possible alternative routes across the Cam River. So I suppose it's all about having the two bridges, but where do you situate the second bridge?
That's right. And of course, you know, our experience of the Cooey Crawl and the need for increases in lanes, you know, in that part of the Bass Highway corridor as well, there are a whole raft of issues that have been sort of addressed through the work that's been done to make improvements at intersections, but it really needs to be looked at more fully, and particularly when you look at the access points to the bridge as well. So I think over the next little while there'll need to be a lot of work done to look at where that is the best position for that bridge. I've had a lot of people raise with me about wanting to keep the existing bridge, and that was something that was raised with me not so long ago, and I actually put something on my Facebook site about that, just sort of gauging interest from the community, and people were pretty keen to see that as an emergency access point be retained. But I think given what's happened in the last week, we really need to be looking at new infrastructure and that being alongside a new bridge. But where it goes is, I think, to be determined, and I think the discussions and investigations obviously that incur after this event, in line with that petition, will determine that, Lee, and we'll be working really closely to understand, you know, what that will look like through the Department of State Growth and providing advocacy on the issue.
Mm. We want to avoid another bottleneck because, as we know, the Cooey Crawl has been with us for several years, hasn't it?
And,
and the Cooey Crawl's even got slower over the last week or so.
In fairness, nothing on what we've experienced over the last week. But
no, it's almost going backwards, really, isn't it, the crawl?
Yeah,
in fairness, Premier Jeremy Rockliffe and also Infrastructure Minister Michael Ferguson did give assurances, I think on Friday or Saturday, that the government is very open to duplication in the long term. Do you think, Anita, it's a question up here on the northwest coast in Somerset and the bridge, which is the main artillery there to generate people from the west and the east and vice versa, those that are in Hobart, it can be a question of out of mind, out of sight?
Well, I think it's about a question about priorities, Lee, and it's about the priorities of the government. And obviously, there's been a lot said about a $750 million football stadium in Hobart. When we've got a failure of critical infrastructure like this in the northwest coast, the government's priority needs to be investment in critical infrastructure, and the Cam River Bridge is critical infrastructure and should be a priority.
I think, too, this day, or this week in this case, was always going to come, wasn't it?
It's only a matter of time, and it's been talked about for a long time. And I remember Peter Holm, who was the president of the Burnie Chamber of Commerce, who spoke, always has spoken so passionately about this issue and the need for that second access point across the Cam River Bridge. And he was right in calling for that, and we need to address this issue.
Yes.
In a timely way.
Yeah. Well, fair to say, in wrapping up, Anita, the events of the last week reinforces the fact that a second bridge is not an option. It is mandatory, I think so. And it has hit home. Anita, you have a good week in Parliament, and I must thank you very much for your time this morning. Braddon, Labor MHA, Anita Dow, thank you very much, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Lee, and have a great day.